care of a thing. We begin Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra al Moshe Vayidabe Hashem Elav Me'ol Moed Lema. So this is the parasha of Karbonos. And we know the Torah begins Vayikra with the small Aleph. So we have to understand why a small Aleph. What's the purpose of the small Aleph? So we know the famous Bala Turim. You'll take a look. Aleph Zeira, Shemosha Hayag. On page 12. Shemoshe haya gadol v'anav, lo rotza lichtov ela v'yikar. Whereas Moshe was an anav, and he didn't want to write in the Chumash v'yikra, ki'ilu God spoke to him directly, calling out for him, because that looks a little gaivadik, that Hashem is, you know, calling out to him. So he wanted it to even say v'yikar, ki'ilu he chanced upon him, like you happen to accidentally bump into somebody. So then that doesn't give you too much chashivas. You were just bumped into. So therefore, that's why the Aleph is small. So Chilu, it says, Vayikar, Lashon Mikra. Chilu lo diber HaKadosh Baruch Himo el b'chalom, Dershoma b'bilom. But yet, I'd like to focus. So that's the famous Bala Turim. I'd like to focus on, but why the, you know, of course, according to this, you understand why the Os Aleph. So then it says Vayikar. But I think there's something more. Why the Os Aleph is the letter that's written in a small form? Why the? What's the significance of the Os? What does the Os Aleph represent? And what do we learn from it by the fact that it's written in a small form? Now, we know this. This is the concept of anivus, as the way the Bala Turim says. And Rashi and Chumash writes, Leimor, say ve'amor lahem divrei kivushim, b'shvilchem hu nedaber imi. Page 3. In other words, tell them that the whole reason why Hashem speaks to Moshe is not because of the greatness of Moshe, it's because of Moshe represents Klal Yisrael. So all the 38 years that Hashem, that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar were considered like in, excommunicated because of the Chet HaMeraglim, so Hashem didn't speak to Moshe. So Moshe, so that's what Leimor means. Hashem says to Moshe, "Don't go tell them that that the whole reason why I speak to you is because of Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael is Roy, then Hashem speaks to Moshe. And that is." And that's the notion that Moshe Rabbeinu is Machni himself. That's the Satmar Rebbe in Berach Moshe on page 23. He says, at the bottom of the right side on page 23, Matay Yishlomer, Kizeh Haya Inyan on Vesanuso, Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, really, he's not the greatest. But since he learned Torah with Klal Yisrael, so because of the schus of Klal Yisrael, that's why Hashem speaks to him. And he has a new pshat. What does it mean? Ish Moshe Onav Mikol HaAdam.
Bolo,
where since he learned Torah with Klal Yisrael, and when you teach someone, you learn from them, that gives him his chashivas. And that's what he says. Say, my morlam dvik vushim bishvilchem hunadaber yimbi. And it's interesting that Chazal tell us in the Medrash that everyone was waiting to see who HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And page 11 in the Tanchuma. And Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe. In other words, by Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were only the only tzaddik in their generation. Avram Moshe, second line in page 11, left side. Avram Moshe, kama tzaddikim ayu imo. There were other tzaddikim in the generation. Shiva's Kenim, Betzalel, Lechur, Aaron, Ubonav, Anasim, Lokara, Ela, Lemoshe. So meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is, in other words, is Kviyachol stating the Chashivas of Moshe. That's why he calls all into Moshe. But that Chashivas, as the Svarim point out, is only because he has this Midas Anava. Oh. So what's the Pshat? So the Sefer Yismach Moshe, he has a novel interpretation of what is the concept of Korbanos. What is the concept of korbanos? What are we? A person sins, and he shechs an animal. So we know the Ramban explains that you're supposed to view it ki'ilu you're the animal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on you. Really, he should have shechted you, but he shechs the animal in your place. So the Yismach Moshe has a new interpretation of what the concept of korbanos is, and how does a korban bring a person to do tshuva. See, avada, the concept of a korban, you know, it says it throughout Nevi'im. Hashem doesn't just want people to bring korbanos; he wants them to do tshuva, etc. So the Yismach Moshe says an unbelievable idea. He says like this: in this world, there's a hierarchy. In other words, we know there's a domain, there's tzomeach, this chai, this medaber. It's a hierarchy. The domain is the lowest. The tzomeach, the chai, and the medaber. The chai is live like an animal, and the medaber is human beings. So each level is subservient to the level below. In other words, the level below is subservient to the level above. So the domain is subservient to tzomeach. Tzomeach to the is subservient to the animal kingdom, because the animal kingdom eats the vegetation, and the animal kingdom is subordinate to human beings. So what we do is, when we shecht the animal, when we did an aveira, what we're showing is that the animal is subordinate to us, because we're above. So what does that teach us? What that teaches us is that the lower level has to be subordinate to the level above. So therefore we, as human beings, have to be subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the animal is subordinate to us. And that's, says the Yismach Moshe, is the whole idea. He writes here on page 20. And second arrow. V'nira li b'zed, di nekvar amdu akadmonim, kol inyan akarbonos. V'im odam chata behema machata. The eager hul, al-gdei akorban, yasi machote alibo, v'yakshar ba'atzmo, mazeh shebishvir shechatosri ani yishchat murasi, balchai shalo chata ve'in ovel b'chapo, v'vadeh en zakim, yishtaber apochas l'nichba bimenu. In other words, you shouldn't kill the animal. What did the animal do wrong? The answer is that anything that's lower is meshuba to the higher. So therefore, the Chote should learn Musa from here and learn a Kal Vachomer that Ma'im HaBal Chai LeNeged HaOdom Asher Lo Baro V'lo Gom Lo Kol Tov Kach Halachas Kama V'Kama Eich Roi LaOdom L'Shtabed L'Kana L'Nichbad Melech Malachim Lachim Echadosh Baruch Hu. That in other words, the point of a Korbanos is that we should learn a Kal Vachomer. We should learn a Kal Vachomer. That Madach, the Behema, that we didn't necessarily cause to grow, yet since it's on a lower level, it's Meshuba to us. So we, who are created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly we should be Meshuba to the higher level. And therefore, by the fact that we sin, that shows a lack of subordination. And Mimela, that's why we bring a korban. And then he says a fascinating pshat in the and that's the whole point of korbanos. When he writes on the left side of page 20. V'nimtza lefi ze ikar hakrovus hakorban hu dal yidei ze yisor ha'odav lachshov im nafsho eich sheroi lo lishtabed lemelech malchei emlochim mikal v'chom ishtabes ha'beime eilof avo im eino osa ha'cheshbon hazeh im nafshov eino shov b'tshuva hazeh hakorban eino klum. Right? What did you accomplish? The accomplishment of korban is learning this lesson of submission, of subordination. That we have to be subordinate to Melech Malachim Lachim, who's above us, just like the Behemah, who's below us, is subordinate to us. So he wants to say al derech hadrush shat and psukim in Parshas Tzav. Look in Parshas Tzav in the parsha of Pigel. He says b'sar page 5. B'sar zevach tod shlovim biyom karboni yachol leonich mimenu ad boker. So then he says yachol biyom. So Rashi learns it's referring to that the Kohen has a machshava to shecht it. When he's shechting it, he has a machshava to eat it on the third day. Now the third day, shlomim, you can only eat for 2 days. The Kohen has a machshava while he's shechting it, that he's going to eat it on the third day, that makes it pigul. Because he had a machsheva, an improper machsheva, when he shechted it. So, Yismach Moshe says, Hayitachin. And what's the double loshon, lo yirotze? So he says an unbelievable thing. He says that when the pasuk says hamakriv oso lo yechashev lo, well, the question is, what's the lo yechashev lo if it already says lo yerotze? So pasuk pshat hamakriv oso is also going on the kohen. So he wants to say al derech drush, whatever, that no, it means like this. How could it be that the Kohen had such a bad thought? It must be that the Kohen, if the person who's bringing the Korban really is just bringing it out of lip service and doesn't really learn the lesson of submission, and he didn't have hamakriv oso lo yechashev lo, he didn't have the machshava of submission that he was supposed to get out of bringing the Korban, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put into the mind of the Kohen to have a bad thought and to passel the Korban. because it's not like atu berishi askin and what the kohanim are going to shine, they're going to have bad thoughts. No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the person that the person who brought the korban, the bailim, the chayte, didn't have the machshava of tshuva of submission. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the mind of the kohen who's doing the avoda that he should have a bad machshava, so the korban should become pasul. Because the essence of the korban is the submission, and if you don't have it, so then it's not going to, you're not going to work. Oh, so this reminded me of two things. Of the Ramban and the Igeres HaRamban on page 24. He says, V'chol Adam Yegodol Mimcha Be'inecha. That whenever you meet a person, you should always view him as greater than you. You should always view him as greater than you. In other words, even though he might have chesronos, as you look in the perush here on the side, where it says v'chol adam on the right side, v'chol adam yagodol yuvan, because the Mishnah says alti vaz l'chol adam, v'chol adam yesh lo mailos. Everyone has mailos and chesronos. Al kein kosu sifrei musar tzorach liros mailos chaverein of lo chesronim. Right, that's the Rebbe Elimelech says. In kein osu levazos kol adam machmas chesronosav kelo yesh lo gam mailos. Alti vaz l'chol adam haynu ha'adam kulo. Don't never totally dismiss a person in totality, because there's always something good in him. So there's always could be a point in a person that he's greater than you in a certain point, and you could learn from him. So that's the yisod. If you want to, you know, a chacham is lo mei mikol adam. If you want to learn, you always have to, chacham is lo mei mikol adam. But if you're going to always say that I'm greater than him, he's subordinate to me, you'll never be interested in learning from him, and therefore you won't get the chachma. So you always have to have that attitude that I'm subordinate to the next human being. I might know more than him, but there might be a certain nekuda that he has that I could learn from. And that's the lush, that's how he explains here the perish on the Igeres HaRamban here in the Divrei Igeres Shur Retek. Kol Adam Yegodol Mimcha Beinecha. Oh, so I thought that's exactly the point of this small Aleph. Because if you look in the Kli Yakar, Aleph, page 28, Lashon Limud, like Yolith, you know, Yalfinon. Aleph means to learn. In fact, the famous Gemara on Shabbos on page 31. They dash in the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Aleph Beis means Aleph Bina. Learn Chochma. Gimel Dalet Gimel Dalet. Give Tztaka to Anim. Right? Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, etc. Oh, so Mamela Rabosai, now it fits in beautifully. Why is the Anivus of Vayikra has the little Aleph to make it what? To show the Anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Baal Turim says, because we want to make it to Ilu, it says Vayikar. It was B'mikra. But we say a different word. Because Aleph represents Yalef, learning. And if you want to learn, you have to be able to subordinate yourself. Because you always have to view everyone, and everyone is your teacher. I learn, Ezo Chacham Halomi Mikol Adam. Everyone's my teacher. I can learn from him, this person I can learn this from, this person I can learn that from. And you're always willing to learn. So the and that's what the Ramban says, Chol Adam Yagodol Mimcha Beinecha. You always have to view everyone as that they're greater than you. And Mimela, so the subordination is the key of the Kinyan Chochmah. That's why the small the small letter is by Aleph. So that's what I just said. Vayikra al Moshe. Malas heis bastlus lekinyan hachochma. Because Aleph is Aleph. Aleph bina. And that is the only way we can learn. Sometimes a person doesn't want to learn from other people. He thinks he knows it all. There's always, you can learn from everybody. Some people you could learn Tosfos. Some people you could learn an insight into life. But always try to learn things. And always put yourself, what can I learn from? What, put the other person on the pedestal if he's higher than you. And that's the, and that's what Korbanos is all about. Korbanos teaching us the idea of subordination. The animal is subordinate to the human. So too, the human is subordinate to God. And so this, now being Chodesh Nisan, I think it fits in very well with the Shaloh HaKadosh. The Shaloh HaKadosh says, what's the whole idea that we had to go into Golos Mitzrayim? So look beautifully. A couple of lines on page 32. The fourth column. Top. The kavana sa'inu rotza kodesh baruch hu ladbiya belibam inyan ha'avdus la'argilam ba'avdus kishe lahem nekel achaka la'avodus ha'bor yisbarach. A person has to learn to be subordinate. So ultimately, Matan Torah is with subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on page 32. But how do we learn to become subordinate? If we stay in Mitzrayim long enough and we become subordinate to Paro, so we'll now we'll learn that lesson of how to become subordinate. And that was just all the hachana to become Avdei Hashem. Because if you live your life that you're not subordinate to anybody, that you're the top and you're not subordinate, you can never learn from anybody, then you'll have a very hard time to become an Eved Hashem. But if you spent so many years in Avdus Mitzrayim, so now you could be an Eved Hashem. And that's what the Shalom. So I thought that Shalom fits in very well to this whole idea. Vayikra al Moshe, Vayidem Hashem Elov, Lamor, that's the whole idea of Divrei Kivushim, that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't hold himself to be so great. It's only because he has the schus of Klal Yisrael that Hashem speaks to him. But he's mamayit himself, and he's willing to learn from everyone, because Talmidai Yosef Mikulam, Moshe Rabbeinu had all the Talmidim, but he viewed them also as his Rebbeim as well. And if you have that attitude, that you look at, you meet somebody, you don't look down on them, you put them on the pedestal, and you say, you're my Rebbe, what can I learn from you? And even though you might have more knowledge, but again, as that Sefer pointed out, there could be one Nakuda that he knows more than you, that he, or one insight in life that he knows more than you. And that's the idea of being mashpil ourselves, to subordinate ourselves, and that's what Korbanos are all about, the lesson of submission. Of the behema is subordinate to the Adam, that's why the Adam can shecht it. And we're subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Iker way of Kinyan HaChochma. That's the Indian way, that's why the small Aleph is by the Aleph. Because Aleph means Aleph, learn. You want to learn? You subordinate yourself, and then you become the Chocham, Halom made me call Adam.